The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Yisrael Rottenberg Shlita of the Kollel Eben HaEzer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Eben HaEzer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
There's a machlokes ha-poskim in a case where someone says, whoever lends money to Pliny, I will be an arev on his behalf. I will guarantee the loan. So there's a machlokes whether that lashon obligates the person or not. Chuvas Maharash Dam, Choshe Mishpat Simin Lamed Ches, brings a raya from our Gemara that an obligation in such a case is not chal. The Gemara asks, how can someone who was madir his wife from having any hanah from him, how can he make a shliach to support her? So the Gemara says that the case of Parnes is not that he made him a shliach, but that he said, kol hazon einai mafsid. And the Ran explains that by kol hazon einai mafsid, he's not a shliach, and therefore the Baal is not chayiv to pay him in case he does go ahead and feed the wife. The Baal is not chayiv to pay him. So the Marashtar brings a raya that hu adin over here by the case of the arev, where somebody says whoever lends money to Pliny, I will be an arev on his behalf, that he is not obligated. On the other hand, Rav Aaron Sasson, who was a contemporary of Marashdam, writes in his Shuvas Tiris Emes Simon Kufchov Beis that in such a case the arev is obligated, and he writes that there's no raya from our sugya, because in our sugya the lashon that the Baal used was not a lashon of chiyuv. He said kol hazon einai mafsid. He didn't say kol hazon I will pay. So therefore, there's no raya from our sugya. The shach in Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Chav Tes brings the Maharash Dam l'halacha that in the case of someone saying whoever lends Pliny money I will be an arev, there is no chiyuv. So the Achroinim, the Tumim, and others ask a stira in the Shach, because in Hilchas Nedarim, the Shach writes that in the case of Kol Hazon Einai Mafsid, and the Shliach does go ahead and feed the wife, the husband is Chayev to reimburse him. So L'chayra, how can the Shach paskin in Chosh Mishpah like the Marash Dam, the whole Raya of the Marash Dam, that the Arev is not Chayev is because you see that by cause on Einai Mafsid, the Baal is not chayv to reimburse the Shliach. The Shach himself holds that the Baal is chayv to reimburse the Shliach. The Achronim give various terutzim to this stira, but we will focus on the one given by the Kitzoy Shachoshen in Simen Kuf Chav Tes. He writes that Einochinami, cause on Einai Mafsid, the Baal is chayv to reimburse the Shliach for whatever he feeds the wife. However, that is not because the one who feeds the wife is considered to be a shliach of the Baal, because that was the whole point of the Gemara, was to find a case where the Baal is appointing a parnes who is not acting as his shliach. Therefore, the Kesef wants to say that even though kol hazon einai mafsid is chayef to pay, however, since that loshen does not make him into a shliach, therefore, by Arvus, it will not help. The Ketzos brings a raya from the Rashbam in Perek Get Pashut in Bava Basra, Daf Kufayim Gimel Amud Beis, that Arvus requires Shlichus, that since every Orev, there's a problem of Asmachta. Asmachta meaning that a person who obligates himself under certain conditions, which he deep down believes will not come to fruition, he is not Chayev. So why is an Arev Chayev? Every Arev is b'chayev himself only on the tzad that the borrower will not pay, and he thinks to himself that the borrower will pay. So the Ketzos brings the Rashbam, who says that the reason why Arevus works is because Shlichus the Arev ka'ovid malve ki'ilu hu atz my hilve, that the malve is considered as though he's acting on behalf of the Arev. So it's as if the Arev himself lent the money. Therefore, says the Ketzos, even though the Shach argues on the Marash Dam and on most of the Rishonim who hold that kol hazon einai mafsid. The Baal is not chayef to pay. The Shach holds that he is chayef to pay. However, since he is not considered to be a shliach of the Baal, as is muchach from the Gemara in Ksubis, therefore, in the case of Arev, where someone says, whoever lends Pliny money, I will be an Arev on his behalf, it will not work, because that case requires shlichus. And the Arev is not making the Malva into a shliach by using such a lashon of whoever wants to lend. So now, one can ask, what would be if the language used by this potential Arev was not whoever lends Pliny money, I will be an Arev. But he says, whoever wants to lend Pliny money, lend, and I'll be an Arev. So in this case, he's actually using a lashon of tzivui, of a command, saying, whoever wants to lend, lend. So perhaps in this case, he would be considered a shliach, and therefore the arvus would work. This would seem to be dependent on two answers given by Tosfos in Gittin Daf Samach Vav. Tosfos there is going on the Mishnah, which is also brought in our sugya in Ksubas. The Mishnah says, Misha hayam mushluch labar, if someone is in a pit, v'omar kol hashemeyas kolo yichtav get l'ishtoy, and he says, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife, hari elu yichtavu v'yitnu, they can write and give the get. So on this Mishnah, the Tosfos asks from the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says in Nedarim Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis that, let's say, Reuven is Madir Hanah from Shimon. So Shimon is still allowed to give Truma on behalf of Reuven. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav is trying to find a case where that would be true. The problem over there being that if Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to give truma on his behalf, so even if Shimon gives the truma from his own produce, he is still considered being mahana Reuven by fulfilling the shlichus that Reuven assigned him. Therefore, the Gemara says that the case where he is allowed to take truma is in a case where Reuven said, "Kol harotza litrom yavo v'yitrom." So since Reuven is not specifically assigning Shimon to be the one to give Truma on his behalf, but he's saying whoever wants to give Truma for me can come and give Truma, therefore Shimon is not considered being Mahana Reuven when he fulfills his wishes. So now the Tosfos asks, what about our Mishnah in Gittin? You see from the Gemara there in Nedarim, Lechaira, that saying kol haroitza litrom yavo v'yitrom is not considered making a shliach, because if it would be considered shlichus, so then it should be usher by a mudur hanah. So how is it that in our Mishnah, if the husband says kol hashemeyas kol liyichta get liyishti, how is it that works? So Tosfos' first answer is that enochinami kol haroitza litrom yavo v'yitrom is shlichus. However, lagavi mudur hanah, there, it's not totally in the gedarim of whether someone has the din of a shliach or not. It's fulfilling the assignment that the person gave you is considered hanah. It's like you are being mahanahim. Therefore, since he did not specifically assign you to give the truma, he just said kol harotza litrom yavo v'yitrom. So that's not considered hanah, but shlichus it certainly is. And therefore, it will work by get. That's the first teres of Tosfos. Then Tosfos says, no. There's a difference between saying kol haroitza lichtoiv and saying kol hashemeya koili. If you say kol haroitza lichtoiv, that's takenat shlichus. But if you say kol hashemeya koili, and you're more specific, and you say whoever hears my voice should give a get, where you're specifying the person who should give the get as the one who heard your voice, that is considered shlichus. So, according to Tosfos' first teretz, if someone says, kol haroitze lichtav get, yichtav get l'ishti, that would work because that is considered shlichus. Tosfos in his first teretz is not mechalik between kol hashemea as koli and kol haroisa lichtoiv. However, Tosfos's second teretz holds that dafke kol hashemea as koli works. But if you would say kol haroisa lichtoiv, that would not work. So now getting back to the shiloh that we asked, according to the shita of the Kesaisa Chayshet, who holds that arvus requires shlichus, therefore, if someone says, whoever lends Pliny money, I will be an arev on his behalf, that he is not considered an arev because that's not a lashon of shlichus. So we asked, what happens if he says, whoever wants to lend Pliny money, lend, and I will be an arev on his behalf? Is that considered shlichus or not? That would seem to be dependent on which of these two terutzim of Tosfos you hold like. If you hold like Tosfos' first teretz, who's not mechalik between a lashon of kol haroitze and kol hashemea koili, so therefore, just like kol hashemea koili is shlichus, like you see by get, so adin kol haroitze lichtav is shlichus, and therefore, in the case of arev, he would be considered a shliach if the potential arev said, whoever lends plenty money, lend, and I'll be a shliach. That's very much like the case in Gittin, where he says, whoever wants to write a get for my wife, write. However, according to Tosfos' second teretz, that he's mechalik between kol hashemea koili and kol haroisa lichtoiv, that only if you specify and say kol hashemea koili, then he's a shliach. But if you only say kol haroisa lichtoiv yichtoiv, he's not a shliach. So then, l'chayru hu adin over here, by arvus, if he says, whoever wants to lend money to Pliny, lend, and I will be an arev, he would not be chayv if you need shlichus by arvus. However, l'chayr there's a raya from our sugya in Ksubis, like Tosfos' first teretz, that there is no difference between kol ha-roitze and kol ha-shemeya koili. Because the Gemara asks on Rav Huna, who says that Amish is talking about a case where the husband said, kol ha-zon einai mafsid, so the Gemara asks, is that not shlichus? V'hotanan. And then the Gemara brings our Mishnah in Gittin, that you see that if he says kol hashemea koili yichtav gedli ishti, that is shlichus. So the Gemara answers, hasam ka'amar yichtav, hacha mi ka'amar yazon, kol hazon ka'amar. Over there he said a lashon of tzivui. He said yichtav. Masha enkein, by us he said kol hazon ene masid. He didn't say yazon. He didn't say kol haroitza lozon yozon. So it would seem from the Gemara here that if he would say kol haroitza lozon yozon, it would work, because in our case of kol hazon, he didn't specify like in Gittin to say kol hashemea koili. He just said kol hazon, which is the same thing as saying whoever wants to feed. So l'chayra from our Gemara, it's mashma like Tosfos' first teretz, and that therefore kol haroitze lozon would be a lashon of shlichus, and therefore hu adin it would work by arev. To answer Tosfos in Gittin, so that his second teretz should not be shver from the Gemara, one can be mechalik between get and other cases that require shlichus, because the truth is that there's a machlokes rishonim whether get requires shlichus altogether. However, lekuli alma, the Baal has to command the sofer to write the get, because otherwise there's a problem of lishma. So over here in our Tosfos in Gittin, what is the chiluk that Tosfos is making between kol haroitze lichtoiv and kol hashemeya koili? What's really the difference between the two? In both cases, the listener has the choice as to whether or not he wants to write the get. So what's the mila of kol hashemeya koili that makes that work and kol haroitze lichtoiv not work? So one can say that the difference between the two lishonos is that kol haroitze lichtoiv is only going to be decided later. Whoever at some future date wants to write a get for my wife may do so. However, kol hashemeya koili, that is decided right now. At the moment that the Baal says kol hashemeya koili, whoever hears his voice at that moment, he is the one who is becoming the shliach. And therefore, since we say that by get you need lishma, we can say similar to a yesod that the Tosfos says in Gittin on Daf Chav Dalal Amud Beis. Tosfos writes that even the Man D'Yomer who holds all in the Kol Torah Kula Yesh Breira, meaning that even something which is decided later, that's not a problem. However, by get, where it says v'chosav lo l'shma, mashma sheyehe mavur b'shas k'siva. That's why the Taisa says that if the person tells the cipher to the, if a person has two wives with the same name and he says to the cipher, write for whichever one I'm going to choose to be megarish, it's possible. So Taisa says that that's true even if you hold yesh breira, because by get is a special din that it has to be mavur b'shas k'siva because of l'shma. So hu adin by the Taisus on Daf Samach Vav, where we're saying that the reason why you needed Sivri HaBal is because of Lashma, so it could be that it has to be Mavur B'Shas Maisa. And the only way that it's Mavur B'Shas Maisa is if you say Kol HaShemeya Es Koili. That way, it is immediately we know who is the person who is becoming a Shliach, anyone who hears his voice. So this would be true by Get. However, in our Shaila of Arvos and Huadin in the case of the Gemara in Ksuvas of Kol HaRoisa Lozun Yozun, there, L'chaira, the Raya that we bought from the Gemara stands that would be considered Shlichus. And Get is different because Get requires Lishma.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.